episode 1705, It's Okay to Have a Moment of Weakness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Put a smile on your face. It is time to warm your tummy. It's Wellness Wednesday. Come on, but what happens when you fall off? Well, it's okay to have a moment of weakness. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before we dive in deep, I just wanted to let you all know today is 9/11. We will never forget. I know for me, I can remember exactly where I was, whom I was caring for. At the time, we were in Kansas, and I was taking care of children. And all I could remember is just holding them close. Use today as a time to celebrate life. Life is to be celebrated. We don't always get tomorrow, but you have this moment. So for those of you who have been affected by 9/11, we will never forget. Now let's dive into Wellness Wednesday. Now everyone goes all in when it comes to health and wellness. But what happens when you fall off the wagon? No, it's okay to have a moment of weakness. Just don't stay there. You are normal when you don't get things right the first time, the second time, the third time, the thousandth time. But just because you're normal doesn't make you exempt from making the right decisions. We've got to make the right choices in our life. Most of what we want, though, to accomplish rests within our own capabilities. Not one program or one food or one day is going to make or break you. Not one of any of that. Not one exercise, that plank that you like to try to get up to 2-3 minute hold. Oh no, that's not going to make or break you. You getting in more spinach and kale isn't going to make or break you. Yes, all of that will make you better than where you are right now. It'll help you in your journey to your best selfie, but it's not going to be the defining moment. Instead, it's all about showing up and building consistency. This is a brand new season. School starting, fall around the corner. You have almost 4 months to impact the remainder of this year. So why wait until the new year? For most, it's because we like to work together. Why do I want to do anything by myself? And if we're all working with others who are doing the same thing and something happens, it won't be all your fault. You'll have someone else to take the fall with. You get to share the blame. You don't have to carry all the weight on your shoulders. But how is procrastination serving your health? Let me ask you this. If you went to your doctor for a physical today, right now, immediately, wherever you are right now, if you dropped everything and went directly to your physician, what would he or she say? You know what they would say. You don't have to go to the doctor. For the most part, you know if you are doing well. You might need the basic workup like certain blood tests, blood pressures, things that you can't do necessarily at home, but overall, you know where you stand. We just don't like to be frank about it. We beat around the bush. We make excuses. We think that there's another day, another week, another month, another year. We just keep putting things off. Well, besides procrastination, what else is holding you back? It's the fall. No, the fall, you know, when you fall down because you made the wrong decision or choice. Mistakes and the lack of stick-to-itness. We failed. Many failures. That stick-to-itness, that comes from my friend Kent Julian. I love it when he says it. He says it much better than I do. He's got a little bit of a twang to it there, southern twang. But when we feel like we're always falling short, what happens? Our belief wavers. Our trust in ourselves waver. Temptation shows up and we are all in. You're like, yes, I'll have that chocolate sundae with extra caramel and a little bit of whipped cream. Oh, no, no, make that triple whipped cream. Just bring it all on. And yes, I do want that cone on the side. Dagnabbit, how is this fair? It's okay to have a moment of weakness. Just don't stay there. That's where we all fall short. That's where I fall short, because we get trapped in the, this is my moment of weakness, and oh, this is another moment of weakness, and oh, this is another one. It's excuse after excuse after excuse. And you live in that, which means what? You're compromising your health. Do you hear me? You are compromising your health. If you drove to the doctor today, right now, what would the doctor tell you? Do you need to quit smoking? Do you need to sleep better? Do you need to eat more greens, have more color on your plate, eat less meat, more meat? What do you need to change? You need to walk more. You need to get some intentional movement. You need to get your blood moving. You need a little bit more cardio. What is it for you? You already know the answer. So why do you keep backing yourself up into a corner? It's okay to have a moment of weakness. Just don't stay there. It's all about moving on up. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Moving on up, moving on up. Okay, I won't sing that song, but it kind of has that flavor to it, right? It's moving on up. Focusing on what you can't do will keep you on the ground level. Literally, you fall down, you're going to stay on the ground. That's where you'll be. And is that really honestly where you want to be? Because if so, then stop sitting here making up these excuses and say, this is how I'm going to live my life, and live with it proudly. Say, yeah, this is how I want it. Don't pretend just because it might be the fad. It might be in vogue. Do it because you've made a decision to do it. That might actually change your stress level. It will actually alter your belief system. So stop focusing on what you can't do, because it's going to keep you on the ground level. There will always be times where you fall down, where you fail and make mistakes. Moments of weakness make you human. However, with moments of weakness comes what? Moments of strength. But you got to keep moving on up, moving on up. So let's do that. Number one, from your point of weakness, choose your next moment of strength. When you fall short, when you sneak a little cookie that you really shouldn't have had, then guess what? Choose right now, in that moment that you're in the moment of weakness, you ate the cookie, and you're like, okay, you know what? The next time, 3 hours from now, I know I'm going to be craving it. I don't know why, but sugar just gets to me. So I am going to choose. What are you going to choose? Maybe an apple instead, or some nut butter and an orange. What is it for you? Make the decision right then and there. From your point of weakness, choose your next moment of strength. Number two, celebrate the next yes to you action. This shows what? Follow through. When you say yes to you, you need to celebrate it. So if you had that moment of weakness with that chocolate chip cookie or whatever your favorite cookie is, then the next time around, you're like, oh, no, no, I've got my apple and I've got my almonds. Oh, yes, they're so tasty. And in fact, no, it's going to be apple and homemade almond butter. Oh, yeah, I'm going for that. 3 hours later, when you have that, celebrate that you said yes to you. Whether that's posting something on social media, if that's your thing, whether it's doing a happy dance, whether it's putting a sticker on the wall, whatever you need to do to celebrate that you said yes to you, do it. Because it's a yes to you action. That's follow through. And number three, keep your eye on the next step. Don't rush to the end of the goal. Too many times we're trying to get to the end that we forget what? All the middle. The magic is in the middle. It's not at the end. Because when the end comes, what happens? There's another goal. Yeah. The magic's in the middle. So keep your eye on the next step, what you have to do next. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's not about rushing to get to the goal to check it off. Reaching your goal is part of your journey. So what part of your journey are you on now when it comes to your health and wellness? How are you feeling right now today? Are you alive or are you feeling a bit sluggish? Wondering if you're ever going to make it to the other side. You're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe if I just, what if you just make some decisions today that will impact your life tomorrow? You have the power, but you have to make the decision. So what is it for you today? What's the one thing you can do today for your well-being? What is it? Name it. That sounds pretty good. Come on, speak it out loud. There you go. Nice. You have to put yourself first. You have to say yes to you with what action? Take aim. Now, if you're saying, I kind of got it, but I don't have it all the way, and you want some help with it, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's completely free. Nope, I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I know a lot of people like to do these upsells and, oh, get you. No, I'm here to serve. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. We'll set you up for a time for you and I to connect via phone, Skype, whatever you need. We will take care of it. You matter. And it's time that you take your health into your own hands. Don't let society, outside influencers, friends, don't let anything else or anybody else dictate how you need to live. You need to start making some decisions when it comes to your health. How are you treating your body? I know for me personally, I have been going through a little bit of a roller coaster. And you'll begin to start hearing some of that story as I share it with you. Do I have all the answers now? No, I don't. Because I'm still on that journey. And I may be on that journey for another year or two. I don't know. But it's one that I have to walk through so I can live a long, healthy, vibrant, joy-filled life. I don't want to just have my heart beating. I want to be able to chase my grandchildren. In fact, I want to be able to hold my great-grandchildren. What is it for you? What are you looking forward to years and years and years down the road? Whether moments of weakness or moments of strengths, they are all part of your story. It's your journey. Moving on up is about staying the course even when you fall off. Are you tired of falling off? Then you got to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a happy, wholesome day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.